Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M's ruined it for breakfast.
Overnight news.
Roo, I am very surprised at this first story.
What? About what?
Employment.
Employment stats. Yeah, we're the worst in Australia again.
I'll tell you why I'm really surprised. We've been the one state and the one city that's really almost kept going. I know we've had, you know, restrictions, but, I mean, other states are in total lockdown.
Well, that's right.
And our employment's the worst.
We're 5.1%. The national average is 4.6%. I don't know how it's possible that we're worse than Melbourne or Sydney.
I know.
Something doesn't add up here. It looks terrible. It shouldn't be there. Mm. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what the reasons are. It just does not stack up
Which
at all.
Which sectors have we lost people in?
No, well, we haven't. Actually, unemployment's gone down. It's just that other states have gone down more.
Yeah.
Well, 5.1 is actually fairly low.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know. Doesn't really make sense, does it?
No, we're going to have to take out a loan to drive our car soon. Well, petrol is just weeks away from being $2 a litre. $2 a litre.
And they're saying when it hits there, it might stay there for a while too, which is frightening. Now, no one wins out of expensive petrol. It's basically, you know, let's just say $20, $50, depending on how much you drive a week. It's just more money down the drain.
Yeah. In the UK, they are already rationing, which I only found out about this morning. So you can't just roll up anywhere in the UK now and fill up. They're on rations. So there's a world shortage, and that's what's driving the prices up.
$2 a litre, is that just for like 91 unleaded? So it'd be more for unleaded 95, or if you've got a half-decent car, 98 would probably be around, what, $2? 20, 30 a litre? That's pulling your pants down just to fill up the car.
It is if you drive a boat around or if you drive a big car or what. So we'll wait and see what happens there. There was an arrest at the Pullman yesterday, Dits, as well. People doing the wrong thing, jumping through the border and from Victoria.
And from, what do they call them, zones?
Hot spots.
I want to ask you the question, Roo. We did a big segment yesterday about the two Melbourne supporters who have now been jailed. Are we going to jail these people here?
Well, I don't know.
They should be.
They bring the whole state into trouble, potentially. I mean, they went through the Riverland. We've now got exposure sites, Big W at Haller Cove, Keith Shell Service Station, Tail and Bend OTR. If anyone was there between Monday and Wednesday, they need to get a test straight away and quarantine immediately. So that's Big W at Haller Cove, Keith Shell Service Station, Tail and Bend OTR. So, they busted the door down in the Pullman and found these people and locked them up. There was no messing around.
No.
It was serious stuff. We've talk about the real estate market being absolutely hot at the moment, like a broken record. Interstaters coming in, buying houses without even seeing these places. Well, I was just scrolling through the internet yesterday. There was a house on the market at Hillbank. Rain and Horn had the house. Scrolling through, I'm not sure what the photographer was thinking when he put these photos up, but a lovely kitchen, lovely lounge room, good backyard and everything. Checking out the bedrooms, there's a chest of drawers on top of a chest of drawers, and on top of the second chest of drawers, in full view of everyone looking through the house, was a big water bong, like for smoking dope.
What?
A water bong was on top of the cupboard.
Are these the photos that they downloaded for people to check out the house?
Yeah. I said to my wife, is this what I think it is? And she said, yeah, I think it is. Anyway, it got deleted. I was doing a bit of couch duty yesterday, icing my leg.
Right.
And anyway, they deleted it and then they put up another photo.
Mm.
And in the next photo of the same bedroom from a different angle, with the same quilt cover, everything, on the windowsill, there's an axe. I'm not talking a tomahawk, dude. I'm talking full blown.
We all need an axe in the bedroom. You need an axe in the bedroom, Roo. You're being critical.
Bongs and axes. I don't know what goes on in this joint.
You reckon you could clean up before we take the photos, please?
And then I went back and had a look at the first photo where the bong was, and looked at the windowsill. The axe was on the windowsill at that time. Okay. So I'm thinking, is this photographer blind or?
So in the write up. Axe murdering, dope smoking, individual.
By your own risk.
This is your dream home.
Book for an open.
I don't know if it was Ivan Milat's cousin or what was going on.
Roo, we sometimes think this is our favourite part of the week, but we never know what's coming. The top five.
Well, it's at our expense anyway, but it doesn't matter. We love it.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Number five, we learnt Superman
now has some Superman love.
Apparently he's come out as bisexual in a new comic.
What?
This is very 2021. If Superman's bisexual, then there's going to be a lot of bisexuals around.
I prefer the standard heterosexual Superman with the blue tights and fully visible underwear.
Oh, hang on.
Superman.
That was very good. Is it a bird?
It's a bird.
No, it's not a bird. It's a bloke. Number four. After a long trade period, the Crows finally landed Jordan Dawson. And we learned Ditz was mad he didn't come to Port.
I could have got your vouchers at the Port Pizza Bar. I could have got you your own car park at Albert and Oval. Right in a palmy at the Albert and Hotel. I could have lined up all sorts of things.
Well, it's a bit late to be saying that now, I reckon.
Yeah, Ditz can get you anything, even a new nickname.
There was a media report, Jawson, that Jordan... Who else springs to mind, Jawson? Who's Jordan?
Let's see what people around the office think of Ditt's new name for Jordan Dawson.
Jawson? It's no good. What should we call him then? Kitmar. But his nickname is already Smokey. He's known at Sydney as Smokey. Why would you call him Jawson?
Yeah, that nickname's not catching on. Still better than Haydo's nickname for Jordan Dawson.
In 19 minutes, the Crows' latest draft, Jordan Dawson.
Jordan Dawson.
Number three. There have been some inseparable couples over time. Sid and Nancy, Cheech and Chong, Woody and Buzz, Carl and Lisa, and of course, Ruin Ditz.
Lisa Wilkinson, she was asked about her relationship with Carl Stefanovic. Apparently they're not friends. They don't catch up.
Yeah, so she's not uncommon, is it?
Well, if you and I would have split, I'd like to think you'd ring me, Roo.
You can,
You're terrible.
Number two. We learnt that Tuesday was No Bra Day.
Very important topic, this No Bra Day.
This show has gone nuts about nicknames before.
10 different names for your testicles.
Plums, testes, satsumas, grapes, right. The bell end, dandeliers, agates, the yo-yos.
I haven't heard that.
The doorbells.
Who's there?
Words for boobies.
All right, come in.
I love funny names for body parts.
All right, we'll get to yours in just a moment. All right, let's go to Julia Prospect.
Well, then me norks.
Dolly.
Dollies.
Dolly Parton.
Chest puppies.
Yeah. I call them the twins.
Puddle cushions.
The Throbney Bits.
What? I've never heard that.
You haven't you? Ryan and Swain. The Bristol Cities.
All right, 1-3-3. Hey, save them, Ditz. You can't
Salt
win the,
Lake City.
You can't win the $100 voucher.
Right.
Go to Craig Moore. G'day, Annette. What do you call the boobies?
Crumb catchers.
You have to give them a bit of a shake out from time to time.
It's true.
Might be time for a serviette, Annette.
Number one.
After destroying a public toilet in Truro.
It was like a houseboat pulling up to the poo station.
Oh, God, the murders aren't even the worst thing that have happened in Truro now.
Roo's questionable toilet habits were back in the spotlight. He really is the golden
shower
boy of poor toilet choices.
Roo on the couch at home, icing his knee, but you had Joe Ricciuto. And the poor lad, his job yesterday, I've seen a photo of this. In fact, we've put it up on the Triple M socials and people are commenting. The poor kid, he's had to walk out with a Fluorio milk carton full of your urine.
I hope that someone empties Rules piss in a bottle, yeah.
And Deb says, that's not apple juice.
Yeah. Rules pissed in a bottle.
The top five things we've learned on Ruin Dits this week.
Another action-packed week here on Triple M.
We cover the hard-hitting topics here on Triple M.
It's time to get a Triple M tattoo. Just like a
tattoo. Josh Arben, we saw him on TV about a week ago, Roo. He's the lad. You saw him probably on all the news services in the paper. He's got the SA icons all over his body, and he's with us now. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, how you going?
Good, mate. Just get closer into that microphone there. Right, but there's one icon missing, Roo.
Well, he hasn't got Triple M tattoo. No. He's got fruit chocks. He's got the West End can there. Beautiful red can. He's got the rocking horse from Gummaraka.
What about
he's,
Magic Mountain?
He's got the Mall's Balls. He's got Magic Mountain. He's got Villy's Pies.
Are there any that we can't see? What are the SA icons?
We got the Scotty there.
Scotty's Motel. They might even knock it over.
Gee, you'll become a collector's item.
That's it.
Some of these things, because Magic Mountain's gone and the Scotty's will be gone.
That's
West End might be gone.
West End might be gone.
Have you got Crows or Port?
Nothing yet.
No,
it was going to be one. It'll be Crows. It'll be Crows.
He loves Sloane. He loves Rory. What's that? You don't bear it for Port, do you?
No, I'm a Crow supporter. No,
that's right,
she's
Josh.
A Port supporter.
So when, as I say, Roo, in years to come, they're going to have to preserve Josh's body.
Yeah.
Because of all these SA icons.
Yeah, you'll be in a museum or
something.
I'd
hope to see that, yeah.
Now, Casey, in the background here, this is the tattooist. Good morning, Casey.
Morning.
Now, just, I'm fascinated. We've been watching you set up for at least half an hour, and I'm not being funny here. I'm stunned at how fastidious you are about all of the cleanliness. You wipe. Oh, well, explain what you've been through. This is incredible.
Yeah, we make sure we wipe everything down before we wrap it and everything like that. Yeah. We need to make sure it's clean.
Yep.
It's like surgically clean, basically, like that. So we wipe all of our machines down, all the beds.
But they're also all like everything's then wrapped in Glad Wrap. So you've used Dettol. Then on top of that, you've wrapped it all up as well.
Yep, we've wrapped it, and when we break down as well, we'll wipe it all again as with Dettol.
But you've been going at this for about 30 or 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So you don't just get straight in and tattoo. No. There's a lot of preparation.
Yep. Normally to get preparation, yeah, you're looking at about 30, 40 minutes.
Wow.
And to actually get started. So
how long have you been tattooing for?
Just over 4 years.
Yep. So. And what's the name of the shop where you work?
Ink Supremacy in Gawler.
Gawler. Okay. Gawler. Now tell me, what about the rules and regulations around this? What if I knock on your door at 3 a.m. and go, I want to get my footy team tattooed on my arm or something, and I've been out all night. What are the rules and regulations around all of that?
Yep. So when it comes to tattooing, if you have consumed alcohol or drugs or anything like that, we're not allowed to tattoo you at all.
Right.
So it's fully against the law.
All right. See,
like
I wouldn't have thought that. So when I see people walking up and down the streets of Adelaide, you know, Friday night, Saturday night, they're really... The rules are that you can't just go in and start getting tattooed.
Yep. So before we do every tattoo, we make people fill out a waiver and it says on their estates, and you have to tick the boxes as well, that you're fully sober, haven't consumed anything.
Rue, I've just gone to sign the waiver. It says if you're really soft, you can't have a tattoo. So I can't. I won't be able to.
We're going to give you a little
No, I can't. No, it says if you're weak, if you're soft.
I just want to see what your facial expressions do. We're going to do that live on Facebook, aren't we, Hayden?
Yes, we are.
All right, beautiful. So how far away from ready to go are you?
Not far at all.
All right.
So we can get into it.
I'll put the stencil on.
All right.
Josh, you're not having second thoughts? You happy with Triple M being on your body forever?
Yeah, come on, let's do it.
Beautiful.
Now, whereabouts are we doing it, Casey?
On the foot.
On his foot?
So.
All right. So we need you to wear thongs for the rest of your life so we can...
I'm good with that.
So we can see Triple M.
Isn't that the most painful spot to get a tattoo on the foot?
Yeah, it's a bit... Tender, that's for sure.
I've got my belly done, and I rate my belly was pretty painful.
Really?
Was it?
Yeah.
Put you off your tucker for a bit, did it?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Maybe that's where we'll do ditzes in a minute as well.
Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, Amos Gill.
Oh, our favourite export, our favourite comedian, all the way from the US of A. Good morning, Gilly.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you? How's your lack of freedom? Because I'm over here in the free land.
Hey, we're free in Adelaide, mate. Don't worry about that. We've really hardly been locked up. You know that.
Oh, you're free, are you, mate? Have you got a 9mm handgun you can walk down?
Oh, good point.
Just because you have the freedom, I feel like you're the kind of personality who would just get a gun because you can.
No, well, I'll tell you this. I hated the mask rules in Australia, and I wanted us to open up, and I thought we were being too locked down. And after a weekend of being around people from Florida, I've never worn the mask more. And even if there wasn't COVID, I would have covered up. They are disgusting redneck people.
No, what? You don't like people from Florida? Why?
It's hard to explain, Roo, but as I said to you guys earlier in the show, I was booed out of the stadium for wearing a mask as people coughed around me.
What?
Okay. When they found out I was an Australian, they were yelling at me saying that, you know, I live in a dictatorship and Australia is a failed state and that, you know, we have no freedoms over there. And you just can't take that. It's like your country, you've got guns in schools, you've got no health care to speak of, and they think they're superior to us. I find them to be vile creatures, and I hope that not only the COVID gets them, but the alligators eat them as well.
Why did you buy a one-way ticket there then?
Well, I'm on a tour at the moment. How's this for the start of my American career? I got a gig at the Iowa State University. So imagine American colleges, Rudits, Loz. What would you think the life would be like? The party life. Iowa State University.
Oh, I reckon a bit of schoolwork, a bit of sport and partying.
Frat parties, a combination of all that.
Well, I said to them, all right, the show's finished. What do we do here on a Friday night? They said, well, it's $2 mug night. We take mugs to the bar and they fill it with hot cheese curds for free.
What?
So that's what they're doing over there in the United States.
What do you mean? Hot cheese curd?
You bring a mug to the bar and they just pour molten cheese into the mug.
And what do you do with it?
And they drink hot cheese.
Oh, come on, Amos.
Amos.
I swear to God, and then listen to this. I go, what's good to eat around here? And one of the girls goes, we just got this weird new meat called lamb. Oh. I don't like it, but y'all might.
No.
What am I doing with my life here?
Well, this is the thing. Before you left, I was talking to you and you said, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going into, you know, the crazy COVID country. I should be staying in Australia. And I thought, oh, poor Mossy. And you are bagging them quite heavily. But the truth is that the minute you landed in LA, you started posting on Instagram some very gratuitous stories of you tagged with celebrities, you at hotspots doing shows. So you say that you don't like it, but I think you actually do.
Oh, I love it. I'm an LA douchebag. I just bought a convertible soft top Audi. I mean, I'm one of the great tossers you've ever met.
You did not. Wonderful.
How much?
How much?
It's done 200,000 miles.
Yeah, how much?
I got it for $8,000.
Oh, that's all right.
Miles to K's, yeah. That's nearly 400,000 kilometers.
It is. It's down to the rims.
This is not even a joke. You miss Australia when you're away. I'm one of those people, I mock wherever I am. Mm. You guys ever do that? You know, wherever you're living, you sort of mock it. Then you leave it and you love it. I was on a flight home yesterday and I was sitting next to this big fat American bloke who was just, his ass was all over my seat. He was rude. I put my headphones on. This is not a lie. I'm not saying this for jokes. I listened to the entire John Williamson live from Sydney Opera House album.
You are missing Australia.
I listened to Waltzing Matilda and True Blue on repeat and cried as I landed in.
There's nothing wrong with crying to True Blue. I've been there, done that many times.
Have a Vegemite sandwich and cheer up. You'll be right. Yeah. Gilly, thanks for talking to us, mate. We'll talk soon.
See you, boys.
There he is, Adelaide's favourite comedian, Amos Gill. Yesterday, we went pretty hard on the two Melbourne supporters, saying that they've been locked up for 3 months over there in Perth for breaking the rules and going to the grand final. Well,
falsifying evidence.
So was 3 months enough? We asked the questions yesterday, and we took heaps of phone calls on it.
Yeah, well, I actually thought it was a fair bit because it's Greg Griffin come on and said it's very hard to go to jail if you're a clean skin.
That's right.
Like,
so,
really hard.
Question is, what about when it happens in our own backyard, which it did yesterday?
Moments earlier, police had arrived wearing gas masks and carrying a battering ram and bolt cutters following the reports of several guests breaking quarantine rules. Police are yet to reveal exactly what the three suspects are accused of, but a witness has told 7 News they locked themselves in a room together on the 14th floor.
They obviously didn't open the door for him, so that's why they broke the door in. One of the chicks was screaming, "The smallest thing here you get arrested for."
Actually, and it's quite nice, the police have got a nickname for their own battering ram. It's called Roo. Anyway, they've arrested 3 people. Oh, that's what he was known as in the day, the battering ram.
I thought it was... And it kick up.
Yeah. What should we do? Now it's in our own backyard. These blokes have to be locked up. They could have potentially closed down our whole state route.
Well, they have come from hotspots. They've gone through our country. There's exposure sites now in Keith at the Shell Service Station, at the Big W, Hallett Cove, and the OTR at Talem Bend. So they're putting our state at risk. And every time a state gets locked down, you're talking hundreds of millions of dollars daily.
Yeah.
People's livelihoods, all that sort of stuff. So
give them a spell. Throw away the key.
Give them a little bit of porridge,
I reckon. Lock them up.
Well, it may well happen. Grant Stevens doesn't muck around. You heard him on our show the other day, and they've already been charged with breaching the Emergency Management Act, so they're a chance to do a bit of time.
Hey, the tattoo's underway, by the way.
Oh, most importantly, have
Josh
a look
Harden.
At it. Triple M right across the right foot.
The outline is already there. Triple M, 104.7.
Beautiful stuff.
Don't misspell dits. There's 2 T's in dits.
Put tits instead of dits.
You'll be able to watch it happen live on our Facebook page, and it is in the harshest spot or one of that you can get a tattoo. We're going to see how he fares next.
Now, Adelaide's most infectious cash contest.
Triple M's.
Who's getting the juice? Getting the jab. Book your Moderna or AstraZeneca vaccine at chemistking.com.au.
Righto, Dits, time to give away $5,000 if Ian from Highbury's done his homework and he's joined the dots. Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Morning, Rudy. How are you going? Loz?
Have you been to the listener app? Have you done your research?
Yes, I have, mate.
Ooh, your confidence levels?
100%.
Ooh, 100%. This is for $5,000. Let's listen, maybe for one last time.
Shot.
Gary.
All right, Ian, the 4 names that are going to give you $5,000.
Okay. Angus Young.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford.
Yes.
And the final one, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. We haven't had that before. Righto. Let's go to the adjudicator. $5,000. Suspense.
$5,000. Congratulations, Ian.
You little ripper.
Well done.
Now, oh, that's fantastic.
The new name this morning was Michael Jordan. Tell us about the clue yesterday. How did you work it out?
The first clue was Chicago.
Yep.
And yesterday's clue was the Space Jam.
Yep.
And Space Jam is a movie about Michael Jordan.
There you go. Well done, Ian. Well, what do you do with $5,000?
Well, believe it or not, we've been wanting to get to Port Lincoln for a little while, and because it's been a long time since we've been there. So, that money will go towards Port Lincoln trip.
Do it in luxury. Stay in the big Port Lincoln hotel. Stay in one of the beautiful rooms looking over the ocean, the port. It is magnificent.
I can help you out there, Ian, if you want a hand, mate.
That'd be great. Really appreciate that. Right. Thank you.
Get back in touch with us if you do. And congratulations, mate. $5,000 in the pocket.
Yeah, who will go to Port Lincoln with you, Ian?
So my wife, Annie.
Good on you, Good Annie. On you.
And,
well done.
I tell you what, mate, you've made my day. I lost my job a couple of years ago through the COVID. And then became a pensioner. Now I'm retired. So $5,000 is very much appreciated.
Oh, well, good on you, Ian.
We'll use it wisely, mate. We'll get you a good deal at the pub and go over there with Annie and have a great weekend or a whole week, whatever you want.
Is that Annie
losing it in the background?
That's Annie in the background.
Get Annie on.
Put her on the phone. Annie Let's on. Get her on.
And do you know what, guys? It's her birthday tomorrow as well.
Oh my God. Wow. Annie. How are you, Annie?
He's asking how am I?
Yeah. I'm just over the moon.
Good on you, Annie.
God.
I'm flying.
Yeah. You're flying.
Anyway, it's rest by health, and she's been very busy. And,
yeah, I'll bet.
You've made our day. Thanks so much,
Annie,
guys.
Annie, what would you like to do for your birthday tomorrow? Have you got a favourite pub or restaurant?
I've got a few. We've actually got friends coming over tomorrow night, that will be lovely.
All right, beautiful.
And, yeah.
Well, make sure Ian spoils you now.
I'm sure he will.
Good on you. Well done, guys. Congratulations. Thanks for being part of Who's Getting the Jab.
Thank you so much, guys.
What a good winner.
Yeah, good on him.
Ian from Highbury.
Beautiful. $5,000.
Roo, one of the most action-packed mornings ever here on Triple M. We gave away $5,000. This is Ian from Highbury.
Okay. Angus Young.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford.
Yes.
And the final one, Michael Jordan.
Yes! $5,000. Congratulations, Ian.
You little ripper.
Well done. Now, if you've been listening along, here is where we got each of the grabs from, okay?
So this is how it was.
Shocking.
Scary.
All right, let's have a quick listen.
Angus Young.
You are listening to our new single, Shot in the Dark.
There you go.
Ellen DeGeneres.
That was scary for you.
Scary.
Scary.
Mm.
Harrison Ford.
I don't know. I guess so. Mm-hmm.
The whole way through, I thought that was Dan Andrews.
We kept saying to each other, Dan Andrews,
It was Dan Andrews.
We were confident.
For sure.
And Michael Jordan.
He didn't come back on time.
Mm, there you go.
And he'll get his ass out of bed.
So $5,000.
You'd never get that without a clue, would
Ian you? And Annie from Highbury, and he said he's going to go to Port Lincoln. They're going to go over for a holiday. So, and it's Annie's birthday tomorrow, so what a nice way to start off for her birthday. Now,
celebrities.
Kim Kardashian is back on the dating scene.
Influencers.
Instagram, Triple M Adelaide page, whatever that means.
He's got his ear to the ground.
Got a bit of celebrity news for you.
It's time for Chris Ditmars.
OMG.
Celebrity news.
Oh, I've got quite a few OMG moments for you this morning, Ruth.
Really?
Yeah, I have. Starting off with the best band of all time, in my view, the Beatles, right? I love the Beatles. I just think they still stand the test of time.
You've
their songs
today. You've got a poster of them up on the wall in your gym, haven't
Everywhere.
You?
Yep, I love
OMG.
The Beatles. Anyway, Paul McCartney was on New York radio this week talking about the Rolling Stones, right? Now, and I'm torn because I love the Rolling Stones and their longevity has been, I've been able to follow them longer.
Incredible.
But I still think the Beatles are the best, but I love the Rolling Stones. And Paul McCartney has given them a fair sledge. He's called them Well, he said they're a very good blues cover band, is what he said.
Come on.
The Beatles are better than the Rolling Stones. Am I correct?
Well, you know, Howard, you know you're going to persuade me to agree with that one. I've always said it, you know. And, but the thing is, the Stones are a fantastic group. They're great. I love them.
Yeah, but did it...
rooted in the blues.
Yes.
And so that when they're kind of writing stuff, it's to do with the blues, you know. Whereas we had a little more influences.
Yeah, they had a lot more influences.
Right. What so do you call them, a blues cover band?
He said they're a blues cover band. He went on the side. It's a fair spray.
Got to be an in-joke, that one, yeah. Surely.
Hey, Little River Band, who I've also grown up loving. My taste's a little bit old here or what, but anyway, I love Little River Band. These are stories I don't like. Remember we talked to Haydos, we asked you yesterday about bands that cover other songs and who owns what and how do you make money out of it and who should get the royalties.
Yeah.
Little River Band, now we're talking Glenn Shorrock here. They're an Adelaide band, Roo. I don't know if you knew that, but no. Glenn Shorrock, B. Birtles, Graham Goble were the mainstays of it. They, at the moment, are fighting to use their own name. They're not allowed to use the name Little River Band.
What?
One bloke left the band years and years and years ago, and he tours around the United States calling himself the Little River Band.
And he is the little, if there's only one of them.
Yeah, tiny, it's a creek. It's a tributary of a river. So how stupid and ridiculous is this in the world of music that Glenn Shorrock, the lead singer, and his mates, who are just world famous, had many, many great hits, can't even use Little River Band. These boys started here in Elizabeth, Roo.
All right.
Ridiculous.
Home of Jimmy.
Yeah, home of Jimmy. Now, Thomas Markle Jr. is in Australia appearing on Big Brother. This is what he's had to say.
I'm Meghan Markle's brother. She's very shallow.
You know I'm famous for writing letters.
I'm going to write a letter to Meghan.
Dear Meghan and Harry, the first thing I want to say to both of you.
Now, I've got the contents of the letter right here, Roo.
OMG!
I got sent the letter as well. He did call her very shallow. This is about his own sister, but he hasn't spoken to her for years, so she gave him the Tijuana brass as well.
Yep, she
gave
him the few.
He says, dear Harry, she will ruin your life. She's very shallow. How's that for a spray about your own sister, Meghan?
Well, she hasn't, because they just made $1 billion in the last 12 months.
Well, it's not all about money, Roo.
No,
money
not,
doesn't buy happiness,
well,
Mark.
They are happy.
Come on.
They are happy.
All right, just finally, George Clooney. You wouldn't have thought George Clooney would ever make a mistake. Women think he's perfect. He's actually come out this week and said that he ruined the Batman franchise.
OMG!
I know, OMG. He's admitted to this. So if you think about the Batman movies, there was Val Kilmer, there was Michael Keaton, very, very good, and then George played Batman, and the franchise was never ever seen again. He played it in Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
And anyway, what he has said this week is, he bans his kids from watching it. They're not allowed to watch this movie because he said I stank.
He's embarrassed about it.
And I know how he feels, because I banned my kids from listening to this radio show.
George,
I know exactly what you're going through, mate. That's my celebrity gossip.
Great stuff, Dits.
Live in the studio, what is happening, Roo?
Josh Arvin's getting another tattoo. He's got the rocking horse from Gummaraka. He's got the West End can, the red one. He's got fruit chocks. He's got frog cakes. He's got...
Scotty's
Motel. He's got the Magic Mountain. Now he's got Triple
M. The big turd. He's got the big turd on his
right where he unloads a 50-metre torpedo on his right foot. He's got Triple M tattooed down there. Casey's doing a fantastic job down there at the moment, getting the outline finished off, and that'll continue on throughout the show. Dits is going to get the feeling as well of what it's like to get a tattoo on his foot. He's just not going to have any ink in the gun.
Yeah.
But there is a bit of money floating around for him to get a tattoo at the moment.
There's lead in the pencil, but no ink in the gun.
Beautiful. All right. Bruce McAvaney joins us this hour as well. Plus the top five of the week.
And in half an hour, another big announcement where you can win even more cash with Triple M.
Roo, just give us an update on the tattoo. Where are we at?
Yeah, Josh is getting the tattoo done, the Triple M tattoo, on his right foot at the moment. Now, we've had triple written in big black ink, and now we're getting the M's at the moment. We're about halfway through that. Casey's doing a fantastic job. I've seen Josh's head just rolling back a little bit.
He's flinched a couple of times.
He's in a little bit of pain at the moment, the big fella.
Casey, if I could just get you to speak up a little bit, because you are sort of off mic, but has anyone ever pulled out? Does anyone ever say, no, stop, stop, stop?
Yeah, we've had a couple, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
Because it'd be a big thing for a bloke to admit, wouldn't it? Actually, it hurts.
I think Josh has even pulled out. Josh, where's the hardest place you've had a tattoo? I heard in the off-break, the little private member might have had a little
Yeah, I did attempt to put a smiley face on there, and we got as far as the eyes, and then there was no more.
So it looks like a snake has bitten you on the...
That's what it looks like now, yeah.
Nasty.
Now, this is going out live on Facebook, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to check in... Yep, you can do that, and you'll be able to check in later on, because Ditz is going to feel what it's like to have a tattoo gun on his body for the first time after how many years, Ditz? How old are you?
57.
57. You're like the Melbourne Demons. Yeah. First flag in 57 years.
Hey, the tattoo's done, by the way.
It's done.
Oh, it's done.
Yeah. Triple M, Casey, have a look at it.
Casey, you've done an amazing job there. Fantastic.
Beautiful.
Now, what about, tell me the pain level, Josh. You were wincing a fair bit at times. We were told this could be the most painful spot to get a tattoo.
Right above the big toe there on that bone. That was a raw spot.
Right on the bone.
Yeah.
But you toughed it out. Well done.
I did. Nah, she was right.
Yeah. Casey, what's the maintenance now? When you get a brand new tattoo like this, what does he have to do for the next few days?
Yep, so it'll be wrapped up for about an hour.
Wrapped up for an hour or so?
And take it off.
Right.
Wash, warm soapy water, and just keep it clean.
All right, keep it clean, warm soapy water.
All right, so we are, 5 or 10 minutes away from doing the same thing to Ditz on the foot without any ink in it? I am looking forward to this, you beauty.
It's going to be broadcast live on Facebook as we are right now.
Look at this giggling. That is a nervous giggle. Very nervous giggle.
So, will I still be able to play golf?
Of course you will. You have an excuse too.
We've installed a vault in the Triple M Franklin Street Towers. And inside this vault is $10,000. To win, all you have to do is enter the PIN correctly. And to make it easy peasy, we'll give you the numbers.
8, 9, 1, 5.
You just need to put them in the right order.
8, 9, 1, 5.
Triple M's $10,000 vault. Your first chance to unlock the vault and take home the cash is Monday morning between 8 and 8.15 with Roo and Ditz for breakfast on Adelaide's Triple M.
That doesn't sound that difficult, Roo. There are 4 digits. Get them in the right order.
That's gettable.
Unlock the vault.
Do your sums on that. It's very gettable.
It is.
4 numbers.
Yep.
In the correct order.
That's it.
For 10 grand.
That's it. We should be able to manage that.
And just do it once a day.
Yeah.
Monday. Sounds right. Good to me.
$10,000.
God, we're giving away cash everywhere at the moment.
Yeah, talking all things real estate, Roo. We often talk to this man, Mike Dobbin from McGains, because you came across an open inspection with a difference.
Yeah, Rain and Horn house had all the photos, as you do. You're flipping through, looking at the kitchen, looking at the lounge room, looking at the garage, and looking at the bedroom. And on top of the chest of drawers, it was a weird setup, a big water bong sitting on top for all to see
right.
This house in Hillbank.
Okay.
They deleted it. A little bit later, I thought, I'll go back and have another look at this house. They took another photo of the bedroom.
Yeah.
There's an axe hanging from the window.
In the bedroom.
A full axe, like a wood chopping axe, not a little tomahawk. So
in the write-up for the house, it said, perfect for axe murderer come...
Dope smoking axe user. Yeah.
Please apply. Please apply
How
now.
How could this happen? I wonder if it happens quite a bit. Mike Dobbin is from McGain Real Estate. They have houses all over South Australia. He joins us right now. G'day, Mike.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good.
Funniest things you've seen, similar to that, Mike, with open inspections, there must be some doozies out there.
Oh, look, there's quite a lot. There's a few. I was talking about it with Amanda last night. There's a few I can't mention, so I'll tell you about it a bit later on, after hours, maybe tonight.
After hours stuff, yeah.
Yeah. But, there's been a few. Like, there was a 12-inch big black dildo... nailed to a carport, greeting everybody.
At okay. No, you could have put that more delicately. Yeah. But be more descriptive, please.
A little toy.
Now that one, that was spotted by our photographer Rasta. He spotted that, but he edited it out for the photos,
right.
Which was good. But nice. The tenant wanted it to stay there for the open inspections.
Oh,
you've got to be joking!
Kidding me?
What could you possibly gain out of that?
That would put you off buying that joint.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I felt inferior every open. I walked out of there, didn't want to lose it.
Have you seen some photos on the walls in houses or anything like that, Mike? Or
yeah, I've seen some photos on the walls. I this is about 15 years ago. I got invited to an appraisal in Happy Valley. And I'm walking through the property and there's about 40 or 50 big photographs, black and white ones, massive frames of naked women, topless, some full front ones, but sort of hiding, you know. But
what, models or something, or?
Well, that's what I thought. And as I'm walking around, I start realizing, hang on, this is the same person. And, you know, it's all out shown in almost every single room in the house.
The person that is selling the house has got nude photos of herself on the wall.
It was the person selling the house. Yeah, no. I didn't realize that until halfway through. She was quite proud of it.
You've got to be joking.
Ex-stripper. And
she,
she was an ex-stripper.
Right.
And her and her husband were quite proud of it. And this is back in a day where we couldn't Photoshop stuff out at that stage because we were taking our own photographs.
Right.
This is before real estate sort of got a bit trendy. So, yeah, so I had all these photos online and you could see in the background quite clearly, topless, you know.
Mm.
My opens were flat out, though.
There were queues down the front.
Lots of
Mike. Mike just sold my place just recently.
Yeah.
I should have done that, Mike. No, what was I thinking? I would have got a better price.
Maybe a squash racket somewhere. Yeah.
I heard a little rumour that your old owner used to fall asleep in open inspections. Is that right?
There's some very good Barry McGain stories, which, you know, I won't expose him too much, Mike, but there have been some funny instances, haven't there?
Yeah, there's Barry's a classic. David Ham's dad, Chris Ham's, he's same. The old school boys back in the day used to like to help themselves to the fridges and get some cheese and a little bit of Cabana and stuff like that.
You're kidding.
They used to teach us when we first started, one of the number one rules was never sit down after a big night hangover. Never sit down in the house.
What, so you don't fall asleep?
You don't fall asleep. And so that's happened to Chris Hams and both Barry McGain and Chris Hams. They actually fell asleep during an open inspection.
What, on the couch or something? Or
on the couch. Yeah, yeah. Well, our opens just only have like one and twos and they used to go for an hour. And sometimes nice warm day, you put the heaters on and sit down. And
Sky Channel?
Yep. And they've been caught where the people have actually opened up the door because they put the boards out, had it all ready to go, fallen asleep, and then they wake up with six or seven people standing around.
Yeah, 870, thanks, mate.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that sort of stuff goes on. Tenants are sort of the worst in a way because they've got their rights. And we actually had a house just recently, Travis Denham sold one, where the tenant didn't want to get out of bed, no matter what. So we took a photo of the bedroom, the third bedroom, him lying underneath it with a quilt.
No.
And you can see the outline of his body online.
You're kidding.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant.
He didn't come with it when he bought it.
No.
Oh, good stuff.
Oh, good on you, Mike. Now, by the way, the McGain punting group is off to Port Vincent this weekend, of which I'm a part of.
Well, are you going over to Timmy Vincent's?
How many of us are there, Mike?
17.
17. All right. So look out, Port Vincent. The McGain boys are on the way.
Gee whiz. What, the Vetnor?
There's a winner in every race, they reckon, Mike.
Oh, no.
Yep.
All right. Gamble responsibly. Okay. Have a great weekend, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, lads. Take care.
Good on you there. He is Mike Dobbin from McGain Real Estate.
Yaron. Cheeky little bounce. Oh, well done. Runs towards goal. It's a chance. It's as good as you'll ever see.
Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, Bruce McAvaney.
Oh, what a day coming up tomorrow, Roo. Both Melbourne and Sydney. And how excited would this man be? Bruce, good morning.
It's a great time of the year, isn't it?
Oh, hi, guys. It certainly is. Hey, Bruce, before we get into it, tell me about Channel 7. I saw a big announcement last week about the future of racing, the coverage of racing on free-to-air TV. It's exciting stuff.
It is, Chris. I mean, we are excited. I mean, 52 weeks of the year, all Sydney and Melbourne racing, with Brisbane about 30 weeks, and a fair bit of South Australia's big races as well. So, yeah, look, it's a big breakthrough, and it puts racing sort of on the same level as the big football code. So free-to-air television, 52 weeks of the year.
I heard a little rumour yesterday, Bruce, and I won't divulge too much, but you mentioned Adelaide. There is some good news for Adelaide racing that will be beamed live around Australia on some Saturdays. And I won't say too much, but for us here, that is really exciting.
Yeah, there's some good things happening in South Australian racing, no doubt. And that's good. I wait and see. I might ring you straight after the show.
Let's cut to the mustard. We need to make some cash, Bruce. There's some big races, Caulfield Cup, the Everest. We've got the Murray Bridge Cup today. What are you liking in the Caulfield Cup? Can you go past the favourite?
Well, let me just start by saying, Roo, you've got enough cash, but that's okay, all right?
Only because of your tips, Bruce.
I am with a favourite, but it's a deep, deep Caulfield Cup. Now, he's won his last eight. He's come from nowhere. I mean, none of us have ever heard of him until 6 months ago in Set of Eyes. So I'm with him. He's got a bad draw and all of that, but he's got a very good jockey and he's got a great trainer in Set of Eyes. And I think the fairy tale will continue, Roo. So lots of chances, like Delphi and Young Werther and Duas, but I'm with Incentivise.
All right, Peter Moody trains, the ex-trainer of Black Caviar. What about the Everest? What do you fancy there? You've got Classic Legend who won last year, but they've had a hell of a lot of rain overnight. It's probably going to be a heavy track. Can G-Tra get up for South Australian connections there? Gary McIntosh, Gordon Richards, a lot of boys, only paid $30,000 for it. The winner gets $6 million tomorrow.
Oh, God, wouldn't you like to be in it like Gary McIntosh? Oh, look, he can win it. He's got a great chance, and the heavier the track, the better the chances. He's one of the three or four big, big hopes in the race. I'm with Nature Strip. He's had two goes at the race, hasn't run a place, but I think he's in the form of his life, and I think J-Mac, who's had a pretty poor record on Everest Day, and Chris Waller, who's won one of these, I reckon they might combine. Now, he's probably going to run favourite. He was second favourite most of the week. There's been a lot of money for him.
All right, good stuff. What, quickly on the grand final, were you happy the Melbourne Demons, and did you predict the comeback?
It was remarkable. I mean, God blimey, how long have you got? I was happy. I mean, I think it was their turn. I reckon they played as good a footy as I've ever seen. Geelong at their very best 10 years ago. So 74 points, can you believe it? It was such a close game for two and three quarter quarters. No. Oh, loved it. And who knows what they can do in the next two or three years, but you feel like they're in a sweet spot, don't you, the D's?
Well, Bruce, if you look at the winning margin in the prelim and the grand final, they were miles in front, weren't they?
They were, and that gap, Ditz and Roo, you'd know probably better than both Ditz and I, that gap really gets blown out at this time of the year in grand finals and prelim finals. You do find wide margins, and you think to yourself, God, what Port would have got smashed by them, but it doesn't work that way. The other thing, that wasn't a left hook. That was just a little jab on the nose. You can handle that.
Hey, you landed it well, I can tell you.
Hadn't got any teeth left.
You hit me right on the button.
And finally, on Melbourne, Goody, hey, how good for Goody?
Good
for Simon. You know, he's been a remarkable footballer. He had a little up and down. He's come back. And, you know, he could have lost his job 2 years ago. But
incredible.
Boy, it was fantastic.
Yeah. Good on you, Bruce. Good on having you on, mate. Good luck tomorrow.
Hey, this Saturday, it's one of Spring Carnival's biggest days, the Everest and the Caulfield Cup, live and free from 11:30 on 7 and 7 Plus. And, Bruce, you'll be front and centre. Good luck.
All the best, boys. Good to chat. Bye-bye.
Sleep well tonight, Bruce.
Bruce McAvaney.
He won't sleep a wink.
Nah,
For lunch or after work knockoffs, lock in the Lockleys Hotel on Henley Beach Road. On Roo and Ditts for breakfast.
Hello.
Get it straight from the horse's mouth.
I'm Mr. Rare.
It's time for Roo's Tip of the Week.
Murray Bridge Cup is on today at Murray Bridge, best racetrack in Australia. Race 8, number 3, Lord Vladivostok. I think we'll get the chocolates. It's a very good horse. Michael Hipmott trains. Race 8, number 3. And tomorrow at Morfettville, race 3, number 7, Hop on Harry. Leon McDonald trains it. Should settle handy. Back it each way. I think it's a good bet. All right, let's get down to business.
Right. Remember to gamble responsibly. For lunch or after work knockoffs, lock in the Lockleys Hotel on Henley Beach Road. Casey just said to me, if you feel lightheaded or sick, tell me to stop.
Casey.
Ridiculous.
He's hardly going to fit. This bloke's as hard
as
nails.
Do you give painkillers or not?
No, you can't. No, you can't.
What?
This bloke played the most brutal sport in the world, apparently. Squash.
Now, I reckon you were tattooing Josh for about an hour and a half, weren't you? So he had to put up with this for an hour and a half.
It's a shit in town.
I am really nervous here.
To quote Clubber Lang, P-A-I-N, pain.
Right.
So, Ditz.
Yeah.
Never wanted a tattoo before.
No,
why?
Not interested.
Never. He's no ink in this.
There's no ink.
But here we go,
just
Casey.
Kind of sense what it feels like.
Let's just give him a go.
Turn the gun on. Let's hear it.
Righto.
All right, Ditz, are you ready to feel what it's like have tat needles drilling into your skin?
Let's go.
On your foot.
He's out right.
This is live. This is live on Facebook right now. We'll give you a little bit longer to log on.
Righto, Casey.
This is live. Ditz, please don't swear. Are you ready?
I'll put the mic.
Go, Casey.
Oh, piece of cake. What are you all talking about? What are you all talking about? Keep going. Come on.
Premiership. championship flag. Come on. Nah. He didn't even feel it.
Gee.
God, he's hard.
All you bikies out there, all you tough folks.
Oh, well, no. That does not reflect the thoughts of Mark Prosciutto or Triple M.
Oh. Come on. Hell's Angels, bring it on.
I hope you run into one of them today. Oh, I really do. Good on you, Ditch. You're a hard nut. Thanks, everyone. It's been a great show. Well done, Josh, for getting the Triple M tattooed on your foot. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Big thank you to Casey. Casey's... Once again, tell us about your tattoo parlour.
Ink Supremacy in Gawler. You got a Mawson Lake Shop one as well. And, yeah, happy to do your tattoos. Yeah.
Ask for Casey. She'll do the best job. Have a great weekend,
hey, Roo,
everyone.
Roo, shit that hurt.
See you later.